Of course women want strong men who can lead them in their lives and know where they're going and build a good future for them, even if they say they don't. Don't be ridiculous. Hello and welcome to the Warrior King Podcast. My name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within and overall leveling up your life. So if you caught part one, welcome back. If it's your first time here, this is part two in a series that I'm doing on how to be a better husband. So if you didn't catch part one, definitely go back and check that one out as well. Lots of valuable information in there that will help you level up your relationship and help you level up your life with your wife. Also, if it's your first time here, I say all of the things that most men don't want to hear, and you can either take my advice or not when it comes to leveling up your relationship, leveling up your marriage, and leveling up your life. Hey, that's up to you. But trust me, anytime that you feel like clicking out of this video, I encourage you to stick around because there's lots of valuable information here, and I'm going to make some really good cases for every point that I make. And I think that there's something for every husband to benefit from this talk and from this video and podcast episode. So with that being said, let's get right into it. I have a question for you. Are you leading your household? What do I mean by that? Leading your household is more subtle than you'd think. Leading is not loud, bossy, or demanding. And I think that where a lot of this misconception about men leading their homes, leading their families, leading their households, leading their wives comes from is, unfortunately, from assholes. There's a lot of assholes in the world. It's just a hard fact. There are guys that are loud and demanding and mean, but the leading that I'm talking about is more subtle. It's things that you do to show your wife your strength, to show that she is secure in your life, to show that you are taking care of her. And that's what I'm going to be talking about. This modern society sort of tells us that leading our household, leading our families, and leading our wives is somehow wrong. We're also not taught how to lead our families and lead our households, or what that even means. How much does your wife have to worry about when it comes to the management of your lives? Does she call to make all the appointments? Does she handle all of the finances? Is she managing your whole life for you? See, the thing about women, no matter what society or the world tells us about them, they want to feel your strength. They want to know that they're being taken care of. And this can be done in subtle ways that will build her trust for you as a man, as a strong man. Being that life is so comfortable now in this modern setting, you don't have to go out and hunt anymore. You don't have to fight off invaders to your village. You understand what I'm saying? Providing takes place out of sight, out of mind, and mostly on your banking app. When in any time in history before this point, it would have been very evident. It would have been very out in the open how you were providing, how you were being a strong man. Because if you weren't a strong man, you and your family would have died. It would have just come down to that. You would have been out hunting. You would have been fighting off invaders to your village. You would have been openly and visibly doing all of the difficult things to lead your family, protect your family, and to make sure that they had a good life, that they were secure in their life. And like I said, now this sort of stuff is out of sight, out of mind. It's way more subtle. It's harder to recognize. But even still, on an innate level, women want to feel that strength. They want to feel your strength as their man and as their husband. A woman's desire for a strong provider and protector is innate. And like I said, that's because any time before this comfortable modern point in history, you would have had to have been a strong man to protect her, to provide for her, to make sure that she didn't die. You understand? And that's why there's this need for security. Women want security. And while that means something totally different now, and we express that in a different way in this life, in this modern life, the woman's desire for that security and for that protection and for that you providing is still there. And in this modern time, in marriages and in relationships, one of the main things that couples fight about is money and finances. It's one of the main stressors in relationships. One of the ways that you can solve this dilemma is by taking over the finances yourself and managing them well. If your wife is having to figure out how to pay the bills and how to budget all by herself, and if you never even look at the bank account, this will chip away at your relationship and erode her trust for your strength when it comes to leading her and providing for her. And providing for her isn't always in a monetary way. It doesn't just have to do with money. You're providing for her with your leadership and your masculine traits. The people who buck up against this sort of thing because they can only see life through this one lens, this modern lifestyle, they've never known anything else, and they say it's not a man's duty to lead and provide for his wife and his household anymore, they can only see this modern way of living. And a huge error there is that they don't consider human psychology in their approach to life and their relationships. Not only their relationships with their wives, but their relationships to everything in life. And when I say the psychology behind everything, I'm talking about her desire for a strong provider, a strong leader, someone who's going to take care of her, someone that ensures the success of their family and their household and their future. Because like I said, the desire for that is innate, whether she knows it or not. Now, is she constantly judging you for not handling business? Probably not. Does she say to herself, he's not handling the finances or managing anything, so he's not a strong protector or provider? No, probably not. This is all subconscious. This is all innate. And a hard truth is, if she's having to handle everything in life by herself and even manage your life, what need does she have for you? You can tell me that I'm wrong if you wish, but let me ask you one simple question. Do women want security? It's a very basic question and a very common one. And if your answer is no, you're very lost, my friend. Like I said, the security comes subtly and it comes from you handling business and managing life. She doesn't have to worry about a thing because you got it. Her knowing that you got it gives her peace and security. She can feel your strength. She can feel that she is protected. Does your wife have to call and make all the appointments for herself, you, the kids, whoever it is? Perhaps she said that she needed to call the utility company to figure something out, some discrepancy on the bill or something like that. Or she needs to call the bank or the doctor or whatever it is. Do you ever step in and say, don't worry about it, I got this? This is another way that you can show your strength and your ability to lead her and manage your lives. You got it. You're taking care of everything. You're handling it. You're going to make the calls. Of course you don't want to call. She doesn't either. Now I know, because I've been there before, that some of you have anxiety about this sort of thing. Calling places to make appointments or manage life or manage bills and finances and that sort of thing gives you anxiety. It makes you nervous. You don't want to call. But I promise you that once you step up and step in and start doing these things, it gets easier and easier. All you have to do is dial the number, push go, talk to the person, or wait on hold forever, because that's how things go these days. You just do it. You just get it done. You step out and you get it done. That's how you do it. You just go for it. And like I said, she doesn't want to be doing that thing either. And if you step in and do it, you're showing your strength. You're showing that you're handling it. You're showing that you are taking care of her, that you're managing life. It's subtle. And it's a very subtle way of leading your household, leading your relationship, leading your wife, and leading your marriage. And in the end, once you start doing these things and handling life, handling business, managing your household, it's very liberating. You will feel strong doing these things. One thing that you need to remember when it comes to this is that she's your wife. She's not your mom. She's not there to make your appointments and take care of you. You're there to take care of her. You're there to take care of each other. But when it comes to the management of the logistics and complexities of life, you're there to take care of her. Call to make the appointments, handle the money and handle it well, handle the complexities of the logistics of life. Trust me, bro, watch your marriage start to thrive. And the next thing that I want to talk about is decision making. And we're going to get into that right after this quick ad break. Thank you guys. Stick around. Want to level up your life as a man and unlock your masculinity? My book, Warrior King, Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within, is a 7-level course to embracing the primal wild self and awakening the warrior king within, covering everything from what it means to be a man, embracing masculinity, love and relationships, being a protector and provider, pursuing your purpose and success, and a whole lot more. I spent a year living in a school bus conversion in the wilderness while I wrote this book, and I believe that it is a journey of self-discovery that will change your life forever. Everything that I learned on my own journey to unlocking what it means to be a man and leveling up my life is in there. The 7 levels are the primal, the listener, the wise man, the lover, the protector, the warrior, and the king. You can find a link for Warrior King the book in the description of this podcast episode or video. Grab a copy to take the first step on your transformational journey today. Again, that's Warrior King by Michael Riggs. All right, welcome back. If that's something that you're interested in, definitely grab a copy. It's the perfect starting point for leveling up your life as a man. And the next thing that I want to talk about here is decision making. Decisiveness is a masculine trait. Now, what do I mean about that? Only men are decisive? No, I mean there are masculine traits and feminine traits, no matter who the person is who possesses them, and decisiveness is on the masculine side of the traits. And your wife depends on your decision-making skills. And if you don't have decision-making skills, I'm sorry to say it, but you are lacking in your marriage. And your ability to make decisions is one of the main ways that you can lead your family. Now, I'm sure that if you've been married for a while or if you've been in a relationship for a while, you've encountered, what do you want to eat? Maybe you're out and about and you're trying to decide which restaurant or food place to go to, or you're at home and you're deciding what you want for dinner. What do you want to eat, right? Very common one. And this is just an example here, but most men would answer that question with, I don't know, what do you want to eat? And this goes back and forth for a while with this huge debate, and ultimately the woman decides, and that's where you're eating, that's what you're eating, right? And you might realize, if you're honest with yourself, that you treat every instance of decision making in exactly the same way. Your wife might say, what should we do, when you're facing any challenge in life, any adversity or challenge comes upon you and your relationship, your family, your finances, anything, and you would respond with, I don't know, I have no idea, what do you think we should do? And this is another example of things that chip away for her respect for you as a strong man, as a strong leader, as someone who gives her security and takes care of her, and someone who's got her and got life. You understand what I'm saying? And like I said before, this is completely subconscious. She might not even realize that it's chipping away at her respect for you as a man. And it's slowly happening over time, especially if she hasn't been taught, just like you haven't been taught, and just like people aren't taught anymore these days, that your decisiveness, your leadership, your decision-making skills make or break the success of your relationship and your life and your future together. She doesn't even know it either. But deep down inside, she knows it. And trust me, it's chipping away at your relationship. It's chipping away at your marriage. And it's chipping away at her need for your strength as a strong man. Like I said, we aren't taught these things anymore. As a husband, you must be confident in your ability to make decisions. And it might take some practice. You might have to start practicing this. It might take some time to get to the point where you can just, boom, make a decision and be confident in that decision. But you have to start. If you want to level up your marriage, if you want to level up your relationship, if you want to level up your overall quality of life in your household and in your marriage, you have to start making decisions. Practice making decisions, no matter how easy or difficult they are to make. You are the one that makes the decisions. And back to what do you want to eat? Give a direct answer. That's a great starting point. Even though this seems like a trivial, meaningless, simple thing, just what do you want to eat, on a deeper level, it's not. She wants to feel your strength. She wants to know that you know you have direction. You know where you are going and you know what you want. It's not as subtle as you would think. It's not as simple as you would think. Give a direct answer. And that giving direct answers will build her trust for you as a man and as her husband. And if you tell her what you want and she disagrees and she says that doesn't sound very good right now, then you can compromise and have a discussion and come to an agreement together about what you want to eat today. But that initial giving a direct answer, direct direction, knowing what you want, builds her trust for you, builds her trust for your direction. It's your direct answer and your clear decisiveness that's attractive to her. It allows her to feel your strength. It allows her to trust you, that you know what you want and that you know where you're going. And when it comes to the bigger decisions in life, you need to be the one to make them. And like I said, if she disagrees, then you can consider the options and come to an agreement together based on which option makes the most sense. But ultimately, it's you who chooses. It's you who makes the decision. Right? Even considering her suggestions. And I can feel your societal conditioning pulling at you right now and saying it's not a man's job to lead his family or his wife. He's not in charge of anything. Men aren't meant to lead their wives. So then I would ask you another question. Would a beautiful woman prefer a man who can make clear and concise decisions and knows what he's doing and where he's going in life? Or a man who cannot make decisions, doesn't know what he wants, and doesn't know where he's going in life? I think the answer to that is very simple. She would definitely prefer the first one. Of course, women want strong men who can lead them in their lives and know where they're going and build a good future for them, even if they say they don't. Don't be ridiculous. And this is subtle as well. You don't want to say, I'm the man, I choose, I make the decisions. No, you just make it a natural part of who you are. And you feel great pride and fulfillment in taking care of her in such a way. And like I said, if she disagrees, you come to an agreement together. But you are the one who ultimately decides, and she can trust you because of this. And when it comes to the small things like choosing where or what to eat, to her, if you can't handle the small decisions, you can't handle the big ones. And if she thinks that you can't handle the big decisions, she knows that you will just lead her right off the edge of a cliff to a dead end in life. To put it plainly, eventually you are weak in her eyes. And if she has to handle all of the decision making in life, and if she has to handle all of the business in life, if she has to make all the appointments, make all the calls, handle all the finances, make all of the hard decisions in life, if she's managing every aspect of your life like she's your mom, she has no need for you in the end. It's just a hard truth. And so it's time to get to work. If you have any questions on this topic, definitely reach out to me in the comments. I usually respond to all of them unless they're really super stupid. On YouTube, connect with me in the comments. I'd be happy to answer your questions. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Definitely like and subscribe. Stick around so you don't miss any of my future content. Lots of valuable information on this podcast and channel that I want to get into the hands of men all over the world. So definitely help me in doing that by engaging with the content, getting connected, subscribing, and all that good stuff. Again, thank you guys so much for being here, and I'll catch you on the next one. Thank you guys. Bye.